with Real Estate Matters, and I'm sitting here today with the proprietor of 40 North, and let me have him introduce himself. There we go. It's Steve Timko. I know Steve. I didn't know his last name. So, Steve, why don't you say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
thanks
good.
For having me, Joe.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on such short notice. Steve is one of the things I do here is real estate, and Steve has a complimentary service to real estate, and we thought it might make a lot of sense to have him come on. But before we get started, I'm going to give you the weather forecast. We're going to play a couple of paid commercials, and we'll be right back. So this is the official weather service coming right off Android. And it looks like right now it's 58 degrees. It's pretty raw out there. I mean, it's feeling after like yesterday and the day before, like it's fall again. Breezy with occasional rain. Tomorrow's going to be a little warmer. It's going to get up to 68, but still a little bit of rain. On Friday, Thursday, we're going to have 75, and on Friday, 81. Both sunny days, Saturday, 83, and then on Sunday, a little cloudy again, and back to 78. So we're going to be back to summer really shortly. So let me get to our paid commercials, and we'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters once again, and I'm sitting here with Steve. And Steve is the proprietor of... Steve, I lost your card already. But it's Steve Timko. I must be underneath something. Of 40 North. And the first thing I'm going to do is get a little background information on Steve. I just found out he's got five children. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you said four under 5 years old.
Four under five, yeah. It was interesting because for a while we were saying, you know, five under or four under four.
Wow.
You know, plus a 17-year-old. So but busy with kids.
Okay. So I know I've had, well, our kids were always a year and a half to two apart, but... we had very busy weekends, and
yes.
You're saying you're going through the same thing, and you live up in Tewksbury Township.
Up in Tewksbury, local to 100, and grew up in 100 in Reddington, so back to the roots.
Wow. And talk about your school years. I mean, you grew up in Reddington, you said, and then
right.
Where did you go to college at?
After Central, kind of... tinkered around with the dot-com era and got into technology,
okay.
Self-taught, got a New York City job.
Neat.
So very young, traveling to the city. This was the dot-com era.
Yep.
And learning some interesting stuff, dealing with some interesting characters in growing and scaling infrastructure.
Wow. Wow. For those of you who don't know what infrastructure is, that's the networks that keep the computers talking to each other. You know, it's typically Microsoft or Unix or... even off-spin of the old mainframes, but they're all either Unix or Microsoft at this point in time.
My roots was in the Unix background.
In the Unix.
Yeah. Worked for an internet provider early on.
Okay.
Eclipse Internet.
Yep.
They don't exist anymore, but dial-up support, hosting, and on from there. Just continue down that path and learning technology. And today it's all cloud-based.
Wow. And it is. And people don't know, you know, I belong to a couple of different boards and things, and people say, the cloud's brand new. I said, no, it's been here forever. We just used to call it the internet.
Right.
We've just
right.
gotten good at storing things out there and retrieving it in a secure fashion, but that's what's called the cloud. Nothing's in your machine or on your phone anymore. I know
that's
when
right.
I went into Verizon and she said, well, I'll move all your data over. She said, I can't find any. I said, good, then I'm doing my job. What happens is... as simple as, and I try to explain this to people, and I don't want your help, but they haven't a clue what they're doing, is when I take a picture, it immediately goes to the cloud.
Goes up.
It's not on my computer, but I have access to it from my computer. It may be temporarily stored on my computer.
That's right.
But it's on the cloud, and it's up there redundantly. So, wow. And then from that, it sounds like you got into this aerial photography.
Yeah, that's right. Joe, I built a a dream come true is basically what I'm looking to do here.
Okay.
I have a history of aviation. I got my pilot's license a couple years ago.
Really? What class aircraft?
Private Cessna.
Okay.
Small Cessnas. Two-seaters or four-seaters.
Yep.
And from there, you know, after you get your ticket, you're always looking for ways to help fund
right.
your flying habit. This was about 2010.
Okay.
So shortly after that, drones started becoming more
right.
and more popular. And how to, you know, commercialize drone as a business became even more popular last year.
Right.
Last August when the FAA rolled out new regulations to go ahead and offer commercial operations.
I know I've used once before, and it has to be going back 6 or 7 years, a drone. And
wow.
It was the older technology. It wasn't what we're seeing
right.
today. And the
right.
guy who did it was a 737 pilot. He did it as a hobby.
Okay.
And
the RC stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. First of all, it wasn't expensive to do. And secondly, I had the whole neighborhood involved. You know, when you come out and start doing something
right.
like that, everybody
right.
wants to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
And he was trying to follow the rules. At that point, you couldn't go above 400 feet.
It's still the same.
Still
yep.
the same, or else you're in airspace, and then
right.
you started breaking rules. But over time, between then and now, and maybe last year, as you said, when they put these new regulations out, it was almost taboo. It was
right.
like, if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing
right.
it.
Right.
For instance, I've got an agent that works for me, and he says, I bought a drone. I want to take photography. I said, do you have insurance? He
right.
says, insurance? I said, you're not taking photography on my houses.
That's right.
I mean, I can't say that drones are immensely dangerous, but you can do some damage with a drone.
Yeah, you got to be safe about it, right?
Right.
And more than just safe, there's a lot of airspace regulations and different classes of airspace in
right.
the area. In addition to that, you have the president that visits the area sometimes, and they put temporary flight restrictions up.
Okay.
If you fly that drone in the TFR, I mean, that's big trouble.
Big
so you
trouble.
You got to be careful about that.
Yeah, it's yeah. not a $50 fine.
No, probably not.
Yeah, jail time. Ching, ching. When we list a house, a lot of times, if it's a peculiar setting, or even a normal setting, but where I've used them is when a house was way up on a hill and it
right.
looked like it was way up on a hill, we'd get the drone and take it straight in.
Yep.
So people could fall in love with the house and then come out and decide, well, it is on a hill, but I want to see it anyway.
Right.
And then a lot of times I've seen people use it to just take a 360 from above the house and show what the property is. And it's always nice to have an aerial photography shot of your house. But you look like you've branched into a whole bunch of other things with this as well.
Yeah, that's correct. 40 North, the technologies operates as 40 North Drones. And we serve a few different industries. Our primary industry is actually public safety.
Okay.
I have a public safety background as well as a volunteer firefighter. We also serve industries such as construction and inspections. And then media, which is where real estate
mm-hmm.
photography would come in. So some of the things we're learning to do under construction, for example, 3D models, can be leveraged in the media aspect. So besides
right.
just a scenery background of your house for sale, you do a 3D model of a house for sale so someone could kind of scroll around and take a look inside the house with
mm-hmm.
their mouse on a computer screen. In addition to that, we don't do this yet, but there's technology coming out where you could through that 3D model, enter the house
right.
and browse through as if you were in
yeah.
the house.
Now, I work for Weichert, and they market it internally.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm telling them, guys, it's not a bad plan, but right now I can't keep houses on the market.
That,
so, yeah.
Right. Demand always makes it
right.
a big...
But if it's a unique thing. House and you really want to show it off, it's amazing what we can do. And I have photographers. There's a fellow in the chamber that's most of the time at the meetings. Bill, oh my God, he's going to shoot me. His name will come to me. He's done a lot of this Google photography
right.
where if you come into a store, he can let you navigate through the store
okay.
and stuff
okay.
like that. So it's not a drone, it's just a
right.
whole bunch of pictures or videos stitched together.
Right.
And Bill Brokaw. And
okay.
He does all my still photography for me. and I've known him for about 7 or 8 years, and he's a very good photographer based out of Frenchtown. But this isn't the same thing. This is more of, I need an aerial photography of something. It doesn't necessarily have to be for real estate.
Right, right.
So give some examples of how construction would use it.
So the biggest, I think the easiest construction demo is construction site monitoring. Mm-hmm. Probably more of a larger lot, but what we could do is come in and map and photography, but digital stitched together photography of the site.
Right.
And you overlay that with your previous site data on a weekly basis.
Okay.
So then you could see what's changing over time, over days or over weeks or months.
Wow.
With multiple stakeholders across anywhere. They don't have to be on site now.
Okay.
And with this data, you know, you could monitor your subcontractors, make sure the right material is getting delivered when it's supposed to be delivered. Make sure, you know, the right usage of that material is being delivered, etc. So it really gives you another tool to help manage your construction site.
Interesting. I would think, too, from a security viewpoint, even if you just wanted inventory, what was there today versus yesterday,
it
could show you the difference in the hot spots of where it changed.
Absolutely. The next one could roll off is similar to construction, is inspection. Say you have a, you know, 4 or 5 story high rise,
okay,
and you know the owner calls in and my roof's leaking or something's wrong, you know, up at the top. So instead of renting a lift to go and hire a crew to go out there, the drone could go and inspect it at a very lower cost than a crew and a lift.
Wow.
To before you dispatch, you know, someone to fix it.
So I've seen some of the news channels now. They're using it to track people down that they're looking for and lost cows and
search and rescue.
I mean, it seems like it has endless possibilities. But you can go to a Radio Shack type store. There's no Radio Shacks around here anymore. But you could go to that type of a store somewhere and get one for $400. But that doesn't mean you know what you're doing. That just means you have the capability of probably getting it up in the air and keeping it up there is another whole question.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Because RC, or radio control, which is what? Do you need an RC license to do this?
You, for commercial operations, you need an FAA Part 107 remote pilot license.
Okay.
For commercial operations. If you're a hobby, you're not making, you know, profiting in any way, or commercial applications, then you don't necessarily need a Part 107 license. However, it is encouraged to get one anyway.
Okay. And is there certification? I mean, you have to study a book and take
a
test?
It's very originally, before Part 107 came out, you actually had to be a private pilot.
Okay.
And they had an exemption process with the FAA to fly commercially. And last August, that changed with Part 107. So it's as a pilot, I was able to challenge an online test and get an endorsement.
Right.
If you're not a private pilot yet, you have to go into an FAA testing center.
Okay.
And take it's a very small test. So I could probably study for it in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And get your remote pilot license.
And then did they make you show insurance and bonding and everything?
I don't think that's a requirement. However, you know, a lot of the potential customers we've been talking to, you know, are looking towards certifications, and more so in what other experiences do you have besides getting your remote pilot's license.
Okay.
So I come from a public safety background. I'm a volunteer firefighter, assistant chief for several years. What we're trying to do is offer drones as a service to public safety agencies in the Hunterdon and Somerset and the neighboring counties, versus them going out and learning all this and buying expensive drones and potentially crashing them. So by offering it as a service, you don't have to worry about the hardware, the batteries, charging them, keeping them maintained,
obsolescence,
insurance, training.
All things
the volunteer fire service is very challenging to get guys just to fight the fire right now, let alone fly a drone.
I would think, too, you know, it's like, does everybody need the fire truck? Does everybody need the ambulance? Everybody need the CAT scanner? It's like, if you have one in the territory, well, we'll get it here, and or you to it. In this case, it's pretty portable. For a commercial-level drone, what are the expenses just to buy the equipment? What is that kind of an investment?
In a public safety, again, if you would, you know, you could definitely leverage a like a Best Buy type of drone. But you're going to need several batteries, and you're probably going to want to attach a thermal camera to it. So batteries on these drones could vary between $100 to $200 each and last for about 20 minutes.
Really?
So you're thinking, you know, probably half a dozen batteries at least.
And they can be recharged.
But they're LiPo batteries, so you got about a year lifetime on them.
Okay.
Before they start degrading.
So it's not as simple as it sounds. And it doesn't look simple. I tried to fly a remote control, not successfully. I mean, when I was a kid, we had wires on planes and flew them around in circles. Now, and then late in that cycle, when I was about maturing out of it, they got into radio control, and they were doing some really interesting things RC-wise. But this is pretty local. I mean, how far can the drone fly from the controller?
The drone could fly, you know, a couple miles. The regulation is you must have line of sight, visual line of sight.
Okay.
There's very few exceptions for that right now, so you do have to maintain visual contact with the drone. You could go up to 400 feet, you know, regulation-wise.
Okay.
And they travel pretty quick, 30, 40 miles an hour, potentially.
Okay. So what we're saying is if a drone was flying around a four-floor building and you were in the front and running around the back, now you're out of line of sight, it can't talk to you anymore.
I mean, it's using, you know, the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5 gigahertz, so you may not lose contact with it just by being over a building.
But you're not seeing where it's
at. You're not seeing it, so you'd have to have a visual observer.
Now, I've seen several drone commercials where they attach the drone to a... I don't know if you'd call it a flight simulator, but it was like a program path where you could have this thing monitor.
Yeah, we work with a few packages that help assist us for monitoring and capturing data, what we refer to as aerial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So you kind of program, say, I want to map out 100 acres. I could program the path and tell the drone to go map the 100 acres, and it goes and brings that data back to me, right? So, again, I have to maintain a visual contact with it. And then you upload that data, and you get 3D images, maps, high-resolution maps, similar to Google Maps, but real-time, etc.
So, once again, this is Joe Peters at Weichert, and I do real estate residential-wise across Hunterdon and Somerset, and I have sitting with me Steve Timko from 40 North. You can reach Steve, if you have interest in his services or questions, at 908-864-5183, or you can go to his site, and it's 40 North, FortyNorth.io. What does IO stand for?
DIO is one of the new top-level domain extensions. There was about 100 of them that came out in the last couple of years, so it's just another one.
Yeah, so www.40north.io, and he's Steve at that URL address. Going to go to a paid commercial, too, and we'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick.
Home, sweet home.
Okay, my apologies for that last commercial. I love Steve and Patrick, but they can't sing worth a doodle. It's Joe Peters, and my commercial does not sing. It just sells real estate. And I'm sitting here once again with Steve Timko, and we're talking about 40 North and just how the technology works. So you get a drone with several, I guess they're impellers, propellers? What would you call them?
Yeah, propellers.
Propellers,
yeah,
okay.
Quadcopter.
So it's got four on it, and I see some that are even bigger than that, but that's enough, and it takes a 35-millimeter digital camera up in the air.
It takes a digital camera. There's various attachments you could get to them, like public safety. You could hook up a thermal, right? But
okay.
A camera, some kind of payload, and these capture data.
Yep.
Most of them, the data is captured right on the drone, the frame itself, on like an SD card,
okay,
similar to your ordinary camera.
And do you do video while you're up there as well, or just it is video, I guess?
We could capture stills, video. We could also broadcast live. So some of the events we're looking to get involved in is like event coordinating. For example, the Buffalo Watch fundraiser by White House Rescue is coming up soon. And we're going to broadcast live with the drone, some aerial footage.
That's neat. That's really neat.
Good, good social media advertising.
Well, yeah, and I'm told today that if you don't have video in your social media, you're going to be dead because people want to see video.
Yeah, you got to be dynamic,
yeah,
right? Like you can't just have you want to have more than just a couple blurbs, and you have to be with social media. You really got to have a social media plan on what you're pushing out there.
So Steve, I know he does real estate, he does public safety aerial services. And he does construction and data services. Anything you want to do security-wise, anything creative that you just need a aerial photography picture of. What is I guess you probably have a minimum show up and stay for an hour. What is round numbers for the bare minimum run?
Well, our plans are very customized right now, but we are looking to put some subscription services together. For example, a construction site. You know, we would monitor your site for 90 days or so and offer you a package for that.
Okay.
As a show special that I wanted to get out to your to your listeners, for new customers, we're going to go ahead and make available 7 for 7, so you know, $7 aerial pictures, but a minimum of 7, and kind of go from there.
Okay. So let's say that in a different way. If you came out and wanted to take a picture, you're saying it's $7 a picture.
$7 a picture.
And you'll take a minimum of how many pictures while you're there?
7 pictures.
7 pictures. So it's $49 to show up and take 7 pictures.
That's
okay,
right.
I'm getting there. But
try to be creative.
It may not. You know, I know when I worked with it, and I've got limited experience, I found out the guy was a really good aerial photographer, but he wasn't a creative real estate photographer. I like taking pictures at 45 degrees, not straight on. So he was giving me great shots. I said, no, but he's over at the corner shooting in.
Right.
And so, you know, if you've got to go and retake, so that's more pictures. So
it could
add up. And it's time and money because Steve's got to drive out and set up his equipment and ride back.
We have, you know, just with any other business, you have your overhead of cost, of insurance and equipment. Again, that's just an intro, and we're happy to work with all of our industries on custom plans that suit them best.
Well, great. So I'm looking at some of the benefits that he's got listed here. Immediate results. I mean, you get to see it immediately. You get reputable industry solutions, low budget impact, effective, time-saving, live. He's going to do this Buffalo thing he was talking about. And to increase safety. I could see a million reasons to want to do what Steve does, not just take some pictures of the house because it's on a hill, but to go out and do the surveillance, take some before and afters of work that's going on, get into a little more of 3D and more complex showing off of properties and facilities that are for sale.
And I think what really it takes me, you know, it makes us close to my heart and offering aerial intelligence is the public safety factor. There's lives, real lives that could be saved. And DJI, the leading manufacturer, released a white paper a few weeks ago saying 59 lives were saved but with drone technology over the
last
year.
That's amazing. And we'll give an example how a life was saved.
As an example, search and rescue. Okay. You know, there was a two-year-old, I want to say, that was found lost in Texas. There was another scenario where somebody was lost in a river, I believe, and the drone found them a lot quicker than search crews find them underground.
So for a minimum expense and exposure, you can get a plane in the air and quickly take a surveillance of the area that you're looking for and do what maybe a thousand set of feet couldn't do in a few minutes. So,
right.
Great. So Steve's company, once again, is 40 North. It's Steve Timko, T-I-M-K-O. His phone number is 908-864-5183. You can reach Steve at steve@40north.io, like input, output. Steve, I appreciate you coming on. It's been very enlightening to me where the industry is going. And before we break, is there anything additional you'd like to add? Or maybe just reiterate your special here.
Yeah, we offer aerial intelligence with drones as a service, so you don't have to go out and buy the equipment and operate it yourself. We're here to help you get going.
Well, and,
thanks,
you know,
a lot, Joe, for having me on the show.
I think just that point, I mean, if you're going to go out and invest a minimum of $400 and you don't know how to get it up in the air yet, you got to do some practice. You don't have insurance. If you just need a half a dozen snapshots of something, this is the kind of facility that you've got an insured professional doing it for you. And then if you want to do some more later, you can arrange a second session and have them come back. Steve, I appreciate you coming in and look forward to hopefully hearing from some people out there that would like to use your services. This is Joe Peters, and I'll be back in about 3 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Okay, this is Joe Peters again, just finished up with Steve Timko, and I learned a lot about what's happening today in drones. I haven't used drones in a few years, and he brought me up to date, and once again, you can reach Steve Timko at 40 North at 908-864-5183 if you have any questions with drones. Let's talk a little about what's happening real estate-wise in Hunterdon County. As of the end of April, well, the beginning of April, the end of March, we sold 189 houses in that 30-day period and listed another 262. So we're sitting with about 4 months' supply, which is perfect because that means prices aren't going up, they're not going down. It's right where the market would like you to be. If we get out in those popular price points, we're probably selling them a lot quicker than that because I'm finding the first and second-time buyer homes, those that are under 400K, are selling almost immediately. We cannot keep the inventory on. Since Income Tax Day, I have seen a lot of listings come on. I'm not sure why people waited till they paid their taxes and decided to sell their house, but we need the inventory, and I'm glad to see it happening. If we take a look at Somerset County, in that same period, the month of March, we sold 429 houses versus the 189 in Hunterdon. We also listed 550. Average price for a house that sold in Hunterdon County in that period was $405,000, and the average list price for the new ones coming on was a little over $500,000. If we take a look at the same thing going on over in Somerset County, just to give you a point of reference, we're seeing the prices in Somerset County selling at about 476 versus 405 here, and listing at 594 versus 501 here. Let me go through a few of the headlines that are driving the industry. I mean, first thing, let's talk about interest rates. Since the election, interest went from 3 3/8 almost up a point. It was around 4 1/4, 4 3/8. It's dwindled back down. I didn't look at them today because the market was having another good day today. But as interest rates in the stock, as the stock market goes up, interest rates go up with it. And in effect, they're all tied to the same bonds. And as a result of that, you can expect to see interest go up as the market goes up. But today, for example, we're looking at the stock market was over 21,000. We actually went up today in the market 232 points, and we went up 211 yesterday, if I remember the numbers correctly. So it may be back up above 4. But we're seeing a little bit of pullback on the interest rates. But because interest rates are going up, and because if they merely go from 3 3/8 to 4 3/8, you've lost 9% of your buying power, which means if you could afford a $500,000 rate at 3 3/8, $500,000 house, you could only afford a $450,000 house at 4 3/8. It's the same money per month. So that's what's driving the market. Now let's take a look at New Jersey. I mean, we added over 12,000 jobs in the month of February in New Jersey. That is great news. If we take a look at it, the year before, we only added about 12,000 jobs. So to add in one of the first months of the year 12,000 jobs in itself in that month is great news. New Jersey lags the Northeast, and the Northeast lags the rest of the country. I mean, the rest of the country didn't have a good year as far as adding jobs last year. We really need about 250,000 jobs per month just to take care of growth. That means the people that are turning 21, 22, 23 coming into the job market. We need about 250,000 jobs in order to put them to work. And what we've been achieving over the last 10 years is more like 150,000 jobs a month. And they're not even full-time jobs, because we count part-time jobs as full-time jobs. So we have a lot of people working underemployed, underpaid, waiting for the right job to come along, and in a lot of instances, changing careers. So these job numbers, and you can look at my newsletter, go to jpeters.com, look at the market updates, and you'll see all of these statistics. The job numbers aren't always what they seem. Every administration, it's not political, because I don't care what party you vote for, they all do the same thing. Every administration tends to say, oh, look what we did. We added 263,000. Well, that's a good number, except that we really only covered 13,000 more than we needed. But when they're saying we added 161,000 wasn't such a good month, that means we covered almost 90,000 less than we needed for that month. Consumer confidence in the economy and housing is soaring. It is just out of sight. Jeff Otto, who I listen to, I pay to listen to him on I get his newsletter monthly, and I sit and listen to his sessions, I actually talk with him on a six-month basis. He was predicting 6 months ago that we'd be hitting a recession by the end of 2018 house-wise. So I would think the economy in general would be a little ahead of that. He got up and told us just 2 months ago, this was 6 months later than his previous comments, that because of what's happened since the election, he doesn't see it on the boards anymore. The economy is strong. There's no recession in sight. And as a result, consumers' confidence in housing is soaring. We're getting different requirements, though. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the scene from Animal House where the parade was marching down the street and didn't manage to turn the last corner and marched right into a wall. Well, housing is sort of that way. We're selling Center Hall Colonials on 3 acres in Hunterdon County and Somerset County, where we're finding more and more people are looking for luxury multi-floor living. And those are what we call the bookend generations, the people over 65 and the people under 35, the millennials. These people, where you generally would want to sell them what we've been buying and selling for the last 20 or 30 years, have totally different requirements in housing. And we haven't changed gears in time to match that. What we are seeing this year being 2017, is that probably two-thirds of all new construction will be luxury multi-floor construction, just to match the needs that are needed. But it's not happening here in Hunterdon County. And to a great extent, it's not happening in Somerset County. It's happening to the east, and to some extent, it's happening to the west. We're seeing a millennial drift over to New York City. Those are the people that are between 25 and 35, and the jobs are in New York, and they want to live in Hoboken, Jersey City, something like that, and commute in and out. At best, they might come out into one of the Somerset County towns that have a train station, and towns with train stations are, in effect, experiencing about a 20% increase in price over towns without train stations. So it's really a plus. But when you get into Hunterdon County, and these are only train stations with high-speed rail into New York City, when you go to Hunterdon County, we have some local service. Takes about an hour plus just to get into the Newark area. That's not counting. I mean, yeah, it's better than nothing, but we don't have high-speed transportation to New York. And the thing that lacks in Hunterdon County is mass transportation, sewer and water. I mean, those always been our three minuses. It's still the best place to live in the whole state, but what we're witnessing is a general erosion of population. We're losing somewhere between 1-1.5% a year, the last numbers I saw. And it's sort of a receding tide. From 1980 to 2005, the tide came to the west. People just moved out here and found a way to go back. But somewhere with the start of the recession, people stopped coming, and they haven't stopped coming yet. So we're losing influx of people, and at the same time, we're having people leave. We have an outflux of people either going as millennials back towards New York or going as seniors into Pennsylvania to keep the cost of living down on the senior side. It's an interesting situation. We're a $20 society in Hunterdon County as far as hourly wage. That gives you about $40,000 a year. That's a two-year college degree. It's probably in the trades or a very junior executive position. But when you get to a four-year degree and you're looking for a job that's a $40,000 a year job or higher, we don't have them, not in any great numbers. And as a result, that's why we're seeing people go to New York. So to some extent, you could argue we're educating the people right out of the county. On the other side, you could argue, why stop them? That's their dream. They want a four-year degree. We knew they didn't have job opportunities here before we started educating them. What we need to do is find jobs in the future that can attract them. The Hunterdon Hackathon that's going on this weekend is a good example. We're trying to bring some technology and those low impact to the environment jobs, which they call STEM, stands for scientific, technology, medical, and what does the E stand for? Engineering. They're all jobs that could be in Hunterdon County to attract these people that wouldn't take an impact on the environment out here. So we're seeing that change in the millennials. They're not looking for the same thing that we were looking for, but at the same time, we still got the greatest place in the state to live, and people are not shying away from that. So I import probably a half a dozen people a year into Hunterdon County with my real estate practice. Some of those are in a split, I would say 50-50. Some of those people are like myself, came out here 18 years ago. The kids were grown and gone. We wanted to live in the country. I brought two people into Hunterdon County, two sets of people, very same scenario. They both bought in the 6s and the 700K range, so we're still selling houses up above 600,000, just not as many as we used to. And they have no children living at home, and they wanted a bucolic lifestyle, and one of the two in both cases, in one case, one of the two was retired, and everyone's going to retire in a year or so. And in the other case, they had a daughter who went to a Pennsylvania University, and this was a lot closer than where they lived near New York City. But they were both going back into Jersey City to catch the path into New York every day. Let's talk about some of the things that are changing from a demographic viewpoint, because I think this really highlights the issues that we're seeing. Number one, we're getting less people migrating in. Number two, the people that we're leaving, either through attrition, they're moving out, they're dying off, they're relocating, that's still going on. So I think the percent and a half change that we see is the difference between the less people coming to the West and the same just about rate leaving for the reasons I just mentioned. But the lifestyle is different. For example, Marilyn and I live in, we had a 4,300 square foot house in Clinton Township. Before that, we had a 3,200 square foot, and we traded up. It was sort of house lust. We really didn't need a bigger house. It was just the two of us. But we've lived here for 18 years and never had a child living with us other than one that returned from college for a couple of months. And we're seeing that in general in New Jersey, that 70% roughly of all the houses in New Jersey do not have a child of school age in it. 70%, just two people in it, no children going to school. And above 50%, there's only one person in the house. So we don't have that dense population per household that we used to have. Like I just had Steve on, he's got five small children, husband, wife, seven people in one house. We don't see that the way we used to see it. Because what we're not doing is having children in the numbers we used to have, and we're also not having children too later in life. So when we are having children later in life, I mean, the average birth age for children or somebody, you know, by the time people were in their late 20s, they had their children. That are not even starting till the late 30s. So we lost at least 10 years between those two numbers. Steve had five children, I had five children, although I think that's above the average in both cases. Well, most people had two or three, maybe four, and some people had five, like Steve and I. But today, the average person's having one, maybe two. And the reasons for that are multiple. You don't have to agree or disagree with them, but it's the way it is. We're having about 1.4 people per family. And those children are very expensive compared to the children. It was very expensive for us when we had them as well. But if you're going back to work and putting them into daycare, the average daycare is above $20,000 per child per year in Hunterdon County and Somerset County. So by the time you have two, you probably have spent one of the two salaries. And it doesn't make sense for mom to go back to work. And that's an issue. So we're seeing the requirements for housing change. We're seeing the demographics of the types of families we're having in the house change. And then we're seeing the other impacts, such as interest rates, are not allowing us to buy a house because interest has gone up at least three quarters of a point. Since the elections, that's probably a 7% off of purchase value impact. The job situation seems to be improving, but it's too early to tell. The new president's only been in 3 months, hasn't even hit his 100-day mark yet. Rentals are out of sight. We're sitting with about a 2% vacancy rate. So one of the things Hunterdon County has, which is very interesting, is a very high level of children living with their parents. And they're living with their parents to the oldest level in New Jersey. That's sort of an interesting statistic to have. As a result, when it comes time to buy, some of those children will go out and start looking for rentals first. And you got to use the 30% rule. And I don't care if you buy a house or rent an apartment, you can't spend more than 30% of your gross annual income divided by 12 on a monthly payment. And that includes the taxes, the insurance, the homeowner's fee, and the mortgage and interest principal. So if you were to multiply that all out, I'm going to tell you a $1,300 apartment requires you to earn $50,000 or more in order for you to be comfortable with that payment. Secondly, if you apply that to buying a house, you probably can buy a bigger house for less money per month, or at least for the same amount of month that you're going to rent, but you get a tremendous tax advantage out of that. So at the end of the year, you have a large deduction, or you can go talk to your accountant and they can work out a formula for you where you can go back to your employer and say, hey, I just bought a new house. I don't want to pay $200 extra into my income tax each month and I get $2,400 back at the end of the year. I'd like to pay $200 less and use it towards my mortgage payment. And then your accountant or financial advisor can help you make those kind of changes. Then we've got the foreclosure process. New Jersey's doing much better. We've dropped from almost 10% to around 5%, but we're still the number one foreclosure state in the nation. We face very high foreclosure rates versus other states, who some of them have already solved their problem. The biggest issue with us is that it is a judicial state, which means you've got to go through the courts as a bank to get people out of a house. An average foreclosure from beginning to start is going to take somewhere between 3 and 4 years. The last number I saw for Hunterdon County was an average of 1,100 days. So we're up there nationally. It's about 2.6%. In New Jersey, it's about 5.7%, so we're better than two times the national rate. New Jersey, in 2016, there was a 3% decrease in the amount over 2015, but that meant we went from 77,000 to 71,000. We still had 71,000 foreclosure filings, and a foreclosure goes through several parts. You miss a couple of payments, they file a list pendant against you, which is a legal cloud saying that we're going to start the foreclosure process, and from there it could take 3 years or more before it gets settled. You could go through a short sale and agree with the bank to take less than the house is owed on, less than is owed on the house. And then your credit's sort of screwed up for a couple of years, but the bank gets most of their money back. You get out of the indebtedness, and you have to go find a place to live. And it's hard to find rentals, as I said. So it's a compound problem. So let's do a recap. Last year wasn't a normal year, not from the elections to the economy. And we did not have a severe winter, which meant people were out buying houses all winter long, which means we are short on inventory. In some places, we are totally out of inventory. We're starting to see listings come on. We saw a surge in new home sales in New Jersey, but we didn't see a surge in prices. And the rest of the nation did 7% average. We did 0.7. We got 10% of that. And I argue that the location and your price point, in most cases, you probably lost money in New Jersey. The further to the west, location-wise, and the further up in the price point you are, the less of an increase you got. You did see places like Bridgewater in the under 500s come up with a 3%, like three or four times what the state did, but there weren't a lot of those places. We're also seeing people in homes more than 10 years starting to consider selling those homes. And it used to be somewhere around 7 years that would happen, but it's not. It took a while because the economy was off, and we're now just seeing these people come back into the economy and put their house on a market. So all of those factors are affecting what's going on in the housing market in New Jersey. My name is Joe Peters. I'm going to run my commercial one more time. My phone number is there. My site is there. If you'd like to talk to me, give me a shout. I'd love to talk to you. If I'm not already talking to another customer, I'll probably pick up on a first or second ring. Would love to hear from you. Would like to help you achieve your goals and dreams across Hunterdon and Somerset County from residential real estate-wise. Here is my commercial, and I'll be back next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They are a close ally. They're an important ally. They're generally a good neighbor. That doesn't mean they don't have to play by the rules.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross saying he doesn't expect a new tariff on lumber to spark a trade war with Canada. He said the action is a retaliatory action after years of complaints the Canadian government is subsidizing lumber exports.
The provinces subsidize the cutting down of lumber.